For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. More than $100 million in individual income tax cuts have been handed down by the Arkansas legislature this year, but the lowest paid Arkansans are not among the beneficiaries. However, those taking home pay that places them in the bottom 40% could find some relief under a plan up for consideration Tuesday.
Let's sign a bill and make it law.
Back in February, Governor Asa Hutchinson achieved his signature campaign pledge, a middle-class tax cut.
Those make between $20,000 and $75,000. I always call it the sweet spot of our economy.
Not included in the tax cut, the state's bottom 20% or so of income earners. However, as the legislative session nears an end, the state's poorest will get a shot at tax relief under a bill by Representative Warwick Sabin.
And we also want to make sure we're taking care of the people who are left out of the tax cut, those making less than $21,000 a year.
Sabin's bill also extends his Working Families Opportunity Act, something like a state version of the Earned Income Tax Credit, to the bottom tier of Hutchinson's tax plan.
The tax cut that we passed earlier in this legislative session was targeted to the middle class, but the truth is everybody making, you know, between $21,000 and $30,000 a year are probably getting about a $3 benefit from that.
Sabin says his plan will do more.
For a working family with a couple of kids are making, you know, anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000 a year, they may get an extra tax credit of about $300.
The bill by the Little Rock Democrat is headed to the House Revenue and Tax Committee at the same time that the legislature is restoring a recently repealed $21 million capital gains tax cut from 2013, which, according to the Department of Finance and Administration, is primarily a direct benefit to the wealthiest 10,000 or so Arkansans. That was held back earlier this session to help pay for the governor's plan. Another representative sitting on the Revenue and Tax Committee, Republican Charlie Collins of Fayetteville, said the capital gains cut is more important than Sabin's lower class cut, arguing it'll bolster what he calls the job creating class.
The number one tax priority in Arkansas that's next is restoring the capital gains structure to what it was.
Sabin contends a tax cut for the working poor will pay bigger dividends for the state than tax cuts for the upper echelon.
That's money that immediately circulates back into the local economy of Arkansas, because these are people who are waiting for the extra money to buy new clothes for their kids or to get their car repaired or to get, you know, something done at their home. And that's money that supports local small businesses, that has an immediate economic stimulative effect.
Collins, too, said he'd like to pursue a tax cut for low-income earners identified in Sabin's bill, in addition to more cuts for upper-income brackets. But Collins said the timing is wrong.
I don't, however, believe that at the present time the money exists in a balanced budget to do that and the other things that need to be done. But theoretically and conceptually and in the future, I'd love to do that kind of a bill.
Despite budget hesitations from Collins, Sabin's will try his phased-in tax credit, which he estimates to cost about $38 million a year when fully implemented, and he'll be backed by the chairs of both the House and Senate Revenue and Tax Committees. Democratic Representative Joe Jett and Republican Senator Jake Files are both signed on as co-sponsors. But as for the governor, spokesman J.R. Davis sent KUAR the following, quote, "There are a number of great tax cut proposals out there, but unfortunately, they don't fit into our balanced budget proposal." Sabin says the money does exist in state coffers for lower class tax cuts.
Well, my thought is we've actually done a lot for the higher income earners here in Arkansas. They're going to find money to pay for those. So it really isn't a question of whether we have the money. It's a question of whether this is a priority, whether working families are those who we want to support with this kind of tax relief.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.